From the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world, from wherever the beautiful game is played, this is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Hi folks, Phil here. Just a quick intro before you listen to this interview that Juan did. The audio quality is not great on it, and we sat on this interview for a few weeks deciding whether we should release it or not, whether we could redo it or not. Unfortunately, we weren't able to redo it, and occasionally we can't control the environment with which our guests are in, which means sometimes the audio can be a bit ropey. We've decided to go ahead and release the interview anyway, since the subject matter itself is quite important and quite relevant at the moment, with so much discussion going on about whether the US is going to get the World Cup or not. Hopefully you find this content valuable, and hopefully you can bear with some of the background noise, the banging and what have you. It's not the type of audio we particularly like to release of this quality, but the actual content of the interview is well worth listening to, and Juan always does a fantastic job with his guests. So hopefully you enjoy the interview, and once again, our sincere apologies for the audio quality. We do our best with this. Thanks, folks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Pitches. We start looking all over the world for the best, and trust me, I'm looking around all the time to see who we can bring in as far as the best content's concerned all over the world. And there was a lot of talk in the past few days, at least from the western side of the Atlantic Ocean over in the Americas, about the World Cup and the bid that the tripartite bid, if you will, between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. There's a lot of talk going on there, but then there's a lot of talk going on the other side, especially in Africa, as far as what's going on over there as well. And I have the pleasure to speak to great writer, the great Jalal Bonnour, who is the news correspondent, football writer, and reporter based over in Casablanca, Morocco. And of course, he's always with Aldosport, and he's really covering Moroccan football from every single angle, both domestically and internationally. He's been there while they were getting ready to go to the World Cup yet again, and he's been really on top of what's going on as far as the 2026 bid. So lots of things to talk about, Yala. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Glad to have you. And first of all, tell me a little bit how extensive it is as far as Moroccan football is concerned. How big was that moment that they qualified for the World Cup? It's been quite a few editions that they hadn't done so.
Thank you so much first for the invitation. So talking about Moroccan football, 2018, maybe it's a happy year for Morocco, for Moroccan football, for the game in our country. In fact, Moroccan people are happy and proud of our national team, with the quality players who have made this dream come true after 20 years of absence. The last participation was in France in 1980. So we are in a tough and strong group, with Spain, Portugal, and Iran. But although that, I think we are enthusiastic. We are happy. We are proud. We want to play. We want to make this dream come true of playing a very good competition and going further inside this competition. It's a very good year for Morocco football because of the national team qualifying to the World Cup. In addition, also to the local club of El Wydad, Wydad Casablanca, that won the African Champions League, and that was very, very good. That was very good, and we are really happy. And we want that this World Cup will be a starting point for Moroccan football to go further. Yeah.
In several countries, Jalal, one of the big aspects of it, especially countries in Colombia being one of those that aren't perennially in a World Cup and have missed World Cups for extensive period of time, is the reference that the teams that have qualified in the past have been so revered, so much of a reference as far as football in that particular country. How was that team in 1998 becoming a reference, if you will, of Moroccan football and what people were trying to make it be once again, or what people thought it should be and never was. How is that 1998 team viewed from that perspective?
Yeah, sure. It was a very good participation. And I think that the current players now, some of them were not even born at that time. It was a very good participation even in 1998 in France. We played against Brazil and Scotland. We won the game against Scotland 3-0. So I think it was a very good good team. And now we have, I think, a strong team, a quality players who can repeat this dream again. You know, after 20 years, you know, some Moroccan young people, they have never seen Morocco in a World Cup. Many people who were born after 1998, they have never seen the Moroccan national team in a World Cup, and this is a good chance that we can enjoy our summer and watch the Moroccan team in Russia. Allow me to tell you that we have talented players, a strong team who are able to perform well in this World Cup, and of course to repeat what others did in 1998 and in previous competition. We deserve our qualification, by the way, as we brought a victory from Ivory Coast inside Ivory Coast. Also, it's as Mehdi Benatia, our captain, said. He said that we have talented players, a strong team. We are able to perform well. We deserve our qualification, and it's. We are happy, and it's in fact a pride of a nation to play versus Spain, versus Portugal with their quality players. And I think that's gonna be fine, and we will try to do our best to face them. So we will face Iran in the first game, and we have to win, and then we can focus on the second match. Football is 90 minutes. We have quality players like, for example, Mehdi Benatia, who plays in Juve in Italy, Hakim Ziyech, who plays in Amsterdam, Sufyan Boufal in Southampton, Karim Ahmadi in Feyenoord, Ghanem Saiz, Nabil Dirar in Turkey, Mbarak Boussoufa, Amrabat. We have very good players who we are lucky that we have them in this team. And I think we can do a good World Cup if we trust our players, if we are unified, I mean, our unity is very important. I mean, the supporters, the players, our support, our sacrifice. We trust our team, by the way, and even we trust also our coach. Simply, we can go further in this competition. We just must keep it up. That's it.
Let me ask you, I mean, because you're talking about, I mean, the connection between those two, but from a player standpoint, I mean, the 1998 team had some really memorable names as far as Moroccan football was concerned. I mean, you had the players that were over at Deportivo La Coruña, and for those of you...
Of course,
you're talking about Nureddin Naibet, Mustafa Haji, and Salah. Wasn't it Basir also on that team as well? That was at Deportivo La Coruña as well? I'm kind of Saladin Basir, right? He was also at La Coruña at that point. But I mean, regardless, I mean, you did have some quality players at that point. How have those players from that generation looked to support the players from this generation as well?
Yeah, good. You know, Mustafa Haji that you talked about, he is supporting now. He's working in the team. He's working with the team. He is working with coach as his assistant. He's the assistant of Hervé Renard. So he's working, and that's a very important point. So that's what the Moroccan Federation of Football tried to do, trying to bring the previous players to work with national teams of all ages. So, for example, Mustafa Haji now, he is working as an assistant to Hervé Renard, and he's always with players, talking to them, and, you know, he's respected a lot, and this is very important. So I believe that this connection is very important. And I remember some of our players said it was very good watching. We were children watching Saladin Basir, watching Haji, watching other very good players. So we need to go further. And if the 1998 team did not qualify to the second to qualify for, I mean, if they weren't able to go further in the competition, this team has all the potential to go further and to make a dream of a nation and to play for the flag of the country. And I think it's very important.
That's pretty much, I mean, the point. I mean, the past and how how you're able to bring it home as far as that's concerned, especially after that performance going back to 1998. I mean, you guys were on the verge. You know, Morocco was on the verge of qualifying to the next stage, unless Norway doesn't score a goal there in the final few minutes and knocks you
know,
out.
The
I
whole
mean,
story.
I mean, who was it? It was God. I'm trying. No, was it Torand or Flo? That's no. Or was it Rigdal that scored that goal in like
we were,
85th
in fact,
minute or something like that?
We were upset. I think it was. I think that night Moroccan people did not sleep. And even because we have a lot of immigrants who live in France, a lot of people who live in Europe, people who were in France, everybody was not happy about what happened. So let's not talk about it. Let's just repeat it in this World Cup. We trust our players. We have a very we have a quality team, quality players. I think they can pay homage to the team of 1998 and the other teams before. Yeah.
Jalal, I mean, as far as, I mean, you're mentioning that, but there was a 20-year gap. I mean, yeah, you have talented players, but you haven't qualified. Now, in your defense, you know, Morocco happens to be in one of the top two most difficult qualifying regions to get out of in the world because of the amount of teams, and each World Cup cycle, you have different, you know, five or six different teams that qualify out of the region, none of them repeating for the most part.
So talking about playing inside Africa, mainly for qualifying to World Cup, it's really hard. Mainly because we have only five national teams who can qualify to the World Cup. It's really very hard. And also we have another problem is that, for example, in Morocco, the majority of our players who play for the national team, they were born in Europe and they play in Europe. They have no connection with the atmosphere inside Africa. But although all these circumstances, they were able to play inside Africa and to go inside Africa and to bring victory, for example, from Ivory Coast. Because in Africa, it's even hard. It's hard to play. You know why? Because you don't need to be technically able to play, but there must be a physical performance more than technical performance. So our players, they did well, and they were able to bring the victory, for example, from Ivory Coast and to qualify the World Cup. And I think we must struggle to add more nations from Africa to qualify, not only five. And that's what's going to happen in the World Cup to 2026. So maybe the number of African nations who will be playing in the World Cup will be maybe more than five.
Yeah, I mean, you start seeing the form that this national team took. I mean, they really started doing a great job. If you start looking at all the results that they had over the last year and a half, I think they've only lost like two or three times. And out of those two or three times, there was a couple that were just friendly matches per se. But, you know, if there's been a team that's been consistent throughout African qualifying, it's been Morocco. So that's why you start to see how they're able to do such a great job. But what really put this team together? Was there one match, you from a journalistic standpoint, that you say, you know what, they're going to go through? Was there one match, or it was just take it all the way to the end? How was that?
Okay, I think things started. We started to trust our national team first when Mr. Hervé Renard, the coach of Morocco, came. When he came, he brought his philosophy to the Moroccan national team, a philosophy that is based on communication, being close to the players, respect, and also sacrifice. And you know, Mr. Hervé Renard, he has a strong knowledge of the African football. So when he came, it was a push factor, and it was in fact very, very important for us, started to be clear. And I think the match against Mali, when we won 6-0, that was maybe the match in which we, in fact, trusted our national team. And from that time to now, we have trusted our national team. And I think it was the most important match. Yeah.
Now, let me switch things a little bit, because I know we're talking a lot about what is going on the pitch, but what's going on off has given Morocco a little bit more of a headline, especially here in the United States, where yeah, everybody's like, well, yeah, you know, we know what's going on with Morocco, but then we don't know what's going on with Morocco, because they are the only other World Cup bid for the 2026 World Cup. Of course, the United States being the other one alongside Mexico and Canada. Now, tell me a little bit from your perspective, what you know about the bid that the United States, Mexico, and Canada have together, and how that seems more of an obstacle or not, depending on how it's seen over there, as far as obtaining the World Cup.
Yeah, first, I think that the Moroccan bid first, I will be talking about the American bid too, the joint one, but first, the Moroccan bid to have the FIFA World Cup to 2026 is an ambitious project, and it is not the first time to hand in the first for the World Cup 1994 that was organized, of course, in USA, and then the second one in 1998, and then in 2006, then in 2010. This is the fifth time. So I think that we have enough experience, mainly because in the majority of these bids, we came in the second position. However, we have to admit that we have a strong project bid which is competing to the Moroccan one. But we believe that maybe we can host this competition for the second time in Africa and for the first time in Morocco. And I think that an American bid, it's for sure it's a joint bid between three countries, and a Moroccan bid is just one country, and it's a strong one. Mainly when it comes to the criterion of infrastructure in terms of stadiums, hotels, accommodation, transport. But we in Morocco, we think that three countries, and this is my personal point of view, three countries organizing a sporting event can remove the beauty of this competition. Three countries. As you can see now, people are talking, fans and football lovers are talking about Russia 2018, repeating phrases like, for example, see you in Russia, going to Russia, and things like that. So that's good if you have one country or either two. But when you have three countries, I think it doesn't make sense, and that's my personal point of view. It's even hard and difficult, for example, when it comes to mobility between countries. And of course, if we add the current foreign policy of the U.S. administration, I mean here the point of view of President Donald Trump concerning immigration, how can he allow fans from all over the world coming to USA? Don't forget that that, for example, even the decision to build a wall between Mexico and America. So how can you organize a World Cup in such a situation? But we admit that the American bid, along with Canada and also Mexico, it's a strong one when it comes to infrastructure, hotels, and also roads. But I think Moroccan projects, it's too very important when it comes to the popularity of the game, the ability of the Moroccan people, how Moroccan people are happy and proud of watching football, and mainly if a big sporting event coming to Morocco.
Okay, I'll play devil's advocate a little bit here on this question. There really hasn't been a lot of solid information being given in terms of Morocco's bid. Why, if I were World Cup voter, whatever, how would you convince me, saying, well, yeah, you know, but we can't tell you, we haven't said anything, we don't know what the plan is, how can you sell me into really buying into your plan for a World Cup bid if there really isn't a lot of information out there? I mean, what is it that the organizing committee is looking to do or is doing, and maybe in other countries or in other regions that we haven't heard here in the United States, and say, hey, you know what, that's a valid point.
As I told you, Moroccan people are crazy about football, mm-hmm. about the game. You can imagine if a World Cup is organized in Morocco, then you will for sure see a great celebration of the game. It's in very traditional cities, like, for example, Marrakesh and Fez. So we are working on building more stadiums in Morocco that will be ready to host the competition, in addition to the ones that we already have. So additionally, Moroccan time is appropriate for a big number of countries to watch all matches. Also, the mobility between cities is easy, which is not the same case between America, USA, and Canada. So what is important here, Moroccan government is working, and the committee that is in charge of the Moroccan bid is working on convincing African countries, you know, to vote for Morocco, and even the Islamic countries and the Arab countries to vote for Morocco, in addition to friends of Morocco from all over the world. You know, this time, not just the executive committee of the FIFA will be voting, but all the member federations, so about 211, if we remove the four countries, and then seven countries will be voting. If we can count, for example, the number of African countries, we have 50, let's talk about 54 countries, and the president of the CAF, of the African Federation of Football, he said that majority, if not all, African countries will be voting for Morocco, in addition maybe to about 50, 54 to 57 other countries that are Arab and Islamic countries, and friends of Morocco will be voting for Morocco, not just being because a friend of Morocco or because you belong to Africa, but to give this country, for the first time, the chance to host the competition. Morocco has a strategic location between all continents. It is a bridge between Europe and Africa, between America and even Asia. So it's, if all fans come into Morocco, it will be very important for the country, maybe economically, and also to be developed. Also, don't forget that Morocco has a social security and also political stability, which is also very important. Yes, we have some stadiums that are ready to host the competition, and we have already organized the FIFA World Cup of Clubs in Marrakech, in Agadir, with the participation of Real Madrid, of other teams. They were very successful. We also organized the conference, a big conference of the United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Marrakech. Thousands of people came to Marrakech, and things were very successful. I think we can. And this is not only a dream of a country. This is a dream of the whole continent. Africa has all the right to organize the World Cup for the second time after South Africa 2010. So if I want to promise something, I would say that if the World Cup is organized in Morocco, believe and be sure, let's say be sure, that there will be a great and enormous festivity in all Moroccan countries. And people will be coming to Morocco to celebrate football, but also to celebrate other values, like, for example, coexistence, like, for example, love, like, for example, values of brotherhood, values of peace, and also tolerance, and which is not the case maybe in America because of the policy of the, as I said, of a new president who is talking negatively about other countries, and how can he welcome them in such a big event, World Cup. So I think Morocco has all the potential to organize the World Cup. There is a king of Morocco, is loved by his people, and he's ready to provide everything to make this event successful. There is a government that is inside the situation, is willing to provide all the necessary conditions to make the World Cup successful in Moroccan country. And also, there is, above all, the passion that Moroccan people have towards football, which is more popular, the game is more popular than being in Canada or in USA, maybe yes, in Mexico. So we have all the potential to host the World Cup. And I think all countries must give Morocco this right and must give Morocco this chance for the first time to host the competition after five times of bids in 1998, 1994, in 2006, and in 2010. And in the majority of these bids, we came in a second position. We have developed our infrastructure. We have hotels. We have roads. We have all what is necessary to host the competition. But above all, as I said, we have passion to football, which is very important.
Yalal Benour here on Beyond the Pitch. Yalal, look, a lot of you mentioned, yeah, fine, you know, Africa, second time World Cup. What are the things that Morocco has learned from that World Cup in South Africa? Things that they should do, things that they shouldn't do. I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of venues in South Africa that were used for the World Cup that are just pretty much sitting there. I mean, just same thing in Brazil as well. 4 years later, you have a lot of buildings, a lot of stadiums that are no longer used or no longer usable as far as that's concerned. Is there a long-term plan that the infrastructure, stadiums, roads, or things of that nature, that or more specifically stadiums, that will be used long-term instead of you having these pink elephants, as we call them in this part of the world, things that you build for an event and they're no longer of use? Is there a long-term plan to be able to help improve the infrastructure of the country, or is it just something that they're thinking about the event and the event only?
Yeah, so when it comes to stadiums as a criterion for voting, it counts only for 30%, for 30 persons. But I think that in Morocco, we need 12 stadiums, and we have 5 to 6 stadiums that are ready to have the competition, like the one in Marrakesh, that's where we organize the FIFA World Cup of Clubs, like, for example, the one in Agadir, a big one, like, for example, the one in Casablanca. Now, we have them. Mohamed V Stadium, like the one in Rabat, like the one in Tangier, so like the one in Fez. We have now about 6 stadiums that are ready to have the competition. They are ready. And what we need, the government is planning to build other stadiums that can be ready before the competition, before 2026, mainly a big, big stadium that's in Casablanca, and another one in Wajda city, in another city. So we can, and the government has promised to build these stadiums, and the government provided the budget for that. And what is important to, in addition to the hotels that we have, the highways that we have, the Moroccan government is ready to develop the infrastructure to be able to host 48 nations. You know, it's for the first time, it will be 48 national teams involving and taking part in this big sporting event. So what needs that the country must be ready to host all teams, all fans, all journalists coming to the World Cup. And I think with partnerships, we can do that, with partnerships with agencies, with world-class agencies, with maybe even other countries, if we can, I think if the government can negotiate with Spain, maybe, for example, national teams will be playing maybe in Tangier, in the north of Morocco. It is just 14 kilometers far away from Spain. So maybe they can, as accommodation, they can maybe stay in Spain sometimes and come to Tangier. It's not that very far. But I think that the government has promised to provide all the necessary conditions to make our infrastructure ready to host the competition. We have maybe, this is my point of view, maybe we have 70 to 80% of 75% to 80% of infrastructure that is ready, and we need to add other 25 or 20% developed ones Yeah, we agree that the U.S. Bid and the Canadian one and Mexico too, they have strong infrastructure, but we have infrastructure too. We have one country which is easy for movements, for mobility, but also we need to develop our infrastructure. And I think that the government is aware of this instance. It's aware of this instance. And I think this is a dream of a nation and it's a dream of a country. And I think we can develop our infrastructure and we can host all people coming to Morocco to enjoy not only football, but to enjoy the values that I talked about, tolerance, coexistence, passion, love, and above all, humanity.
Yeah. Again, Yalal, that sounds great, the idealism of it all. But there's also, with modern football, there's also become the whole aspect of marketability. How marketable have the people in the organizing committee, I should be more specific as far as that, the organizing committee in Morocco, are they looking at how they can make it more marketable for different brands to come in for, because obviously they're here in the United States, have been talking about 300 million would be generated for a potential World Cup in the United States. I mean, have they talked about those numbers as far as how that can generate money for FIFA? Because obviously, let's be honest, FIFA comes into your country, has the World Cup, they're taking that money that they've earned and taking them with them tax-free. Is that something that's also been talked about?
I think that World Cup is organized by the FIFA. So, and the FIFA, in partnership with local authorities in Morocco, the Committee of Organization in Morocco, both of them, they will be working hard to convince all the brands to come to Morocco to attend this big sporting event. But also, it's important to say that Moroccan people, so stadiums will be full completely. And I think also that fans will be coming to Morocco because of the strategic location of the country. And also all agencies of communication, agencies of business, they will be coming to Morocco because of the location and also because of the strong desire and the promise that the Moroccan government has given to make this event successful in terms of organization, in terms of the outcome, the financial outcome, positively the financial outcomes of the World Cup, and also in terms of celebrating football, because remember, you know, I think that in 2026 there will be 96 year after the first World Cup, because 2030 there will be 100 year after the first World Cup organized in Uruguay. So there must be, if we want to celebrate 2030, we must start the celebration of 100 year in 2026. And I think Morocco can be home for this celebration. And I think there will be, everything will be fine.
I like that standpoint as far as that's concerned. Now, final question, Ilan. Thank you so much for being on the show today. What do people in Morocco, or are they aware of? You talked about one of the major stumbling blocks of the United States candidacy, or at least United States, Mexico, and Canada, is the diplomatic situation with the United States right now, of course, with the presidency here. But then also another thing that's going on, another presidency, is the upcoming elections for U.S. Soccer Federation president, and all the other disasters that are going on, all the other fires, if you will, that are going on within football in the United States. Has that also been put to light as far as, hey, you know what? The United States is having a lot of trouble within their FA. You know, do you really want to have that? And especially with a lot of things that are being said, a lot of things that are going on as far as the U.S. Federation and its leadership. Is that something that Morocco's looking to talk about and exploit a little bit more as far as their candidacy is concerned?
Yeah, I think it's an advantage for Morocco, this ambiguity between brackets of the Morocco, of the U.S., the bid of United States, Canada, and Mexico. Why? Because I think that things are not clear. There is a big ambiguity. Why? Because, for example, when you're talking about building a wall between USA and Mexico, and you are working on a joint bid, And also, for example, the policy of the new of President Trump concerning immigration. You are talking negatively about some African countries. You have a strict policy when it comes to immigration. So how can you welcome people coming from these African countries or Islamic countries to you when you are organizing the World Cup? So I think that this is important for Morocco if we can work on this point, because in Morocco, as I said, there is a political stability, there is security, political stability. There are values that we want to share with the whole world. And I think we can, this is an advantage for us, because we know that in America, Canada, Mexico, there are stadiums, there is a big and good and quality infrastructure. But I think things are not really clear when it comes to organizing joint bid to organizing the World Cup, and will come in all over the world to America, for example.
Yeah, I mean, your point's well taken from a political standpoint, but what about from a football standpoint, where you see all these issues within the United States, within the sport here in the United States? Is that something the Moroccans have looked at and said, you know what, the state of the game in the United States, I mean, if you want to look at it from that, is not in the same ours. I mean, how is that being looked at from that perspective?
Yeah, well, this is another point that I think that works for the Moroccan bid. It's, for example, the popularity of football in America, for example, in comparison to the popularity of the game in Morocco. In the United States, and I think World Cup will not be really celebrated like if it is organized in Morocco, because Moroccan people are crazy about the game. They love football. And I think all people will be coming to Morocco to enjoy football. Inside Morocco, in the weekend, all cafes and restaurants are crowded because people are watching football. So I think we can work on this point, because in the United States, football is not that, for example, popular. And this is important for us, not only just in the United States, but also in Canada. It's not that popular. And I think if we want to celebrate football, we must go to a country where football is, maybe people are breathing football, and football is like food and like water for the people. And in Morocco, I think we can find it.
Yeah, I get your point, but have people in Morocco seen the growth of the game here in the United States, or are they still going based on preconceived notions of what is going here in the United States, and also obviously based on the fact that they didn't qualify for the World Cup? But a lot of those conceptions or misconceptions, part of what people have thought about the game before, they really haven't seen how the game has grown here.
Football in America is not that popular, and I think that majority of players, they prefer to go to play in the MLS just to get money, to earn money, just maybe to end up their career, and also to live in America. Not that because of the passion of football and the strength that football has inside America. So America maybe for us is a destination let's between brackets say old players, the players about 30 years, who wants to end up their career, they go to America. So I don't think that it's really an attractive league. And Moroccan people, and Morocco, people in North Africa and in Africa, and even in Europe, as far as I'm concerned and as far as I know, people, they don't watch the MLS. They prefer to watch European football, and to maybe if we go to America, we go mainly to Argentina and Brazil. So that what is missing inside America and even inside Canada is the passion for football, the strength of the game, the popularity of the game, and also the festivity that can be made during the organization of a world of a big and a huge sporting event like the World Cup.
I mean, I'm not Hello? Sure. Yeah, and I got you as far as that's concerned. But I don't necessarily agree with that. But the point's well taken as far as what's going on there. And again, we'll see what happens in the next few months when it comes to deciding on whether Morocco or North America, if you will, end up getting that World Cup bid. Jalal, where can people follow you on social media to be able to get more information about Moroccan football and everything else that you cover?
So AlMassadPro.com is home of Moroccan football and Moroccan footballers playing in all over the world. So you can follow all our news in AlMassadPro.com.
Perfect. Jalal, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, best of luck to Morocco in the World Cup in Russia this coming summer. Look forward to seeing how your team plays and hope to speak to you soon again.
Thank you for the invitation and all the best. Thank you so much.